on Sunday. The topic of this session is how to stop and how to increase stock. In this confluence age, we are getting special sustenance from God Himself. So we must enjoy this most elevated Brahmin life. But sometimes we are experiencing this life is a most joyful life. This life is diamond worthy life. But we are not really enjoying this life sometimes. What would be the reason? The reason is that on one hand, we are trying to accumulate all the treasures. But on the other hand, because of having the leakage of wastage, there would not be the accumulation of all the treasures. And until we will not be able to experience accumulation of all the treasures, we will not able to enjoy this Brahmin life. That is why we must stop this leakage of waste thoughts, waste energy. And that is why Baba stresses on this point repeatedly. That have the art of how to put the stop, full stop, and have the art of increasing the stock. In our Brahmin life, if we really would like to put the stuff for waste thoughts, we must pay attention on certain aspects. For instance, first aspect is let go. Sometimes we are saying that he must not have said to me this. Why he has said to me this. Instead of this question marks, we must have mercy on that soul. Then only very easily we can put the full stop for waste thoughts. For example, if the grandson is sitting in the lap of his grandfather and doing something wrong, playing with his turban, playing with his beer, and doing something wrong, the grandfather has the thought in his mind, let go. I am mature. He is not mature. Let go. He never mind his mistakes. In this way, we must think that we are ancestor souls. We must have mercy on other souls. Then very easily we can put full stop for waste thoughts. Second aspect, nothing new. The lesson of nothing new must be in our practical life. Baba has said in Murlis, whatever happening in this drama is nothing new. This drama plays hundreds and hundreds times. Whatever is happening in this drama, nothing new. If problem is coming, problems comes and problems goes. Baba has said in one Murli that problems are very sensible. Sensible and very sincere. That once problems comes, that same problems comes after 5,000 years. The problem has that sense. That is why I must be easy and light in all the situation. Third aspect, past is dead. Past is dead. The meaning of past in Hindi, the meaning of past is bhut, means ghost. The past is like a ghost. Past is dead. We take the dead person immediately to the graveyard. So, why we should keep the dead matter, the dead issues within us? It is of no use. It means we should not think about past. We should not waste our valuable time thinking about the past. Next aspect is, everything is beneficial for me at this time. Baba has said that this confluence is beneficial. Baba is also benefactor. Knowledge is also beneficial. That is why everything is beneficial for me. If something goes wrong with me, in that situation we must have patience. And then we should think, what is the benefit in this situation? Because confluence means rising up. Making progress. Marching ahead. That is why in this confluence everything is beneficial for me. If something is wrong happening, that is the fruit of my past sins. If something is good happening, and I am settling that sins and I am becoming light. And if something is good happening with me, that is a fruit of my past good actions. That is why I should accept both situations. Then I can put easily full stop for the waste thoughts. Because through the medium of thoughts we are receiving energy, and through the medium of thoughts, we are losing or using energy. You might have a thought. In golden age, we are not committing mistakes. We are not performing bad actions. Even though we are coming down slowly and slowly. Why? Why we are coming down? Law of descending. We are not having connection with Baba. We are in matter. In golden age, we are having two type of the thoughts. Always we are having two type of the thoughts. Pure thoughts and thoughts for performing actions. Always we are having pure thoughts and thoughts for performing action. Through the thoughts of performing action, we are using very little by little energy. We are using little by little energy because we are performing action there. And same situation is happening in the silver age. We are having pure thoughts and thoughts for performing actions. But when we enter in a copper age, there is a mild attack of Maya, influence of Maya. That's why we are having four type of the thoughts. Pure thoughts, thoughts for performing action, but along with that, waste thoughts and impure thoughts. Little impure thoughts. And because of this waste thoughts and little impure thoughts, we are using more energy in copper age. And in iron age, we are not having pure thoughts. Always waste thoughts, always impure thoughts, and thoughts for performing action. That's why we are using a lot of energy, we are wasting a lot of energy, and we become exhausted. Now, if we really would like to increase the stock of powers, if we would like to increase the stock of powers, we should stop impure thoughts and waste thoughts anyhow. Then only we can easily increase the stock of powers. We must transform waste thought in a useful thoughts, in a best thoughts. Waste thoughts in a best thoughts through the churning of godly knowledge. We can transform waste thoughts in a best thoughts, in a powerful thoughts through the churning of this knowledge. And we must transform impure thoughts in a pure thoughts by maintaining soul conscious stage and soul consciousness vision. Automatically we can purify our thoughts. But for that, we must maintain soul conscious stage and soul consciousness vision. Now next aspect. How to increase the stock? In that, first point is, there is a saying that energy saved is energy produced. Energy saved is energy produced. If we save our energy, that energy is accumulates in a stock, and automatically our stock of energy is increasing. Second point is, less thought means quality thoughts, powerful thoughts. Less thoughts means quality thoughts, powerful thoughts. We must check, am I creating powerful thoughts in my mind or not? Soul is like a mother, and thoughts are like a children. That mother can create any type of the children, whatever she wants. If mother have powerful consciousness that I have to create powerful thoughts, then automatically we can create powerful thoughts. Because by creating powerful thoughts, we can increase the stock of powers. Next point is, increase your income. But I would like to explain one thing in this connection first. As much we would have the deep soul conscious stage, then automatically our mind can create powerful thoughts. For instance, out of 100% consciousness is, if I would have 10 or 20% soul conscious stage, in that situation, there would be the lower consciousness of a mind. My mind can create ordinary thoughts. Ordinary consciousness of mind means can create ordinary thoughts. If I would develop the depth of soul consciousness from 30, 40, 50, that is a medium consciousness of a mind, in that stage my mind can create medium type of the thoughts. If I would develop the depth of soul conscious stage, 50, 60, 70, in that situation, higher consciousness of a mind means my mind can create higher thoughts, powerful thoughts. And if again I would develop the depth of soul conscious stage, 80, 90, 100, that is a supramental consciousness of a soul. In that stage, our mind can create extremely powerful thoughts like a supreme Baba. Always elevated thoughts, always powerful thoughts, positive thoughts. That type of the thoughts our mind can create. That is why we must try to develop the depth of soul consciousness. By the result of that, we can easily develop the quality of the thoughts. fourth point is increase your income. It means we must check our expenditure. My income is more, my income must be more than my expenditure. My income must be more than my expenditure, then automatically my saving would be more. We must always check spending and expenditure and income. My income must be more and my expenditure must be minimum. Then automatically my saving would be more. Automatically my saving would increase. Next point is budget and audit a must. Budget and audit a must for increasing the stock of powers. From the morning till the evening, we must have a budget for our thought, for our time, for our energy. And we should check that am I using my time? Are my thoughts are concentrated on a particular task? Are going here and there? If my thoughts are concentrated, it means concrete result would be there, means good success would be there. In this way, we should check, we should make budget for our thoughts and time. And audit means, before going to bed at night, we should check the whole day progress. Immerse that whole day progress before you and check whether I use my time properly or not, or I waste my time in gossips and other things. By knowing this, you can save your time and energy, and then you can increase the stock of powers. And fifth aspect is stay connected with the Supreme. Baba stresses on this point repeatedly that you must have powerful stage of yoga. That is known as a volcanic stage of yoga. That is known as a extremely powerful stage of yoga. Jwala Swarup Yog. In Hindi, you can say Jwala Swarup Yog means very powerful stage of yoga, volcanic stage of yoga. But if you really would like to have such type of the experience of volcanic stage, you must have very good experiences about the four things. If you would have very good experiences of these four things, easily you can experience that type of the volcanic stage of yoga. First thing, You must have the experience of very deep and very powerful soul conscious stage. Very deep, as well as powerful stage of soul consciousness. What does it really means? You must have the awareness of the soul, deep awareness of the soul, so there won't be awareness of your body. When Brahma Baba was karmatit, very close to his karmatit stage, Baba had very deep soul conscious stage. He was having 100% soul conscious stage and 0% of body consciousness. Like this deep soul conscious stage is necessary. And powerful means I am Master Almighty Soul. We must be in that powerful consciousness, I am Master Almighty Soul, or I am Master Son of Knowledge. You must have that awareness, then automatically you can experience powerful stage of soul consciousness. I am not only a soul, but I am a powerful soul. Second aspect. You must experience very deep and very powerful God consciousness. You must experience very deep and very powerful God consciousness. What does it mean? Deep means in Paramdham, you should visualize very clearly and deeply Baba's beautiful form. Extremely beautiful form, and your concentration must be, full concentration must be there. Your intellect is fully concentrated on Baba, so you can experience deep God consciousness. And powerful means when Arjun had the vision of God, he has said that God's form is very powerful than thousands and thousands of this physical sun. That supreme, the Son of Knowledge is so powerful, that thousands and thousand times more powerful than this physical sun. It means we must experience Baba's powerful form in Paramdham. Third aspect for experiencing volcanic stage. Third aspect is our mind and intellect must be full with intoxication and full with happiness. Then the experience of meeting with the God would be wonderful. Our mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness and full with intoxication, then that meeting with God, the experience of that meeting would be wonderful. That is why before sitting in yoga, our mind and intellect must be full with happiness. We must be seated on the throne of self-respect very nicely and very comfortably. When we would be seated on the throne of self-respect, then we would experience that intoxication and happiness automatically. And fourth aspect is, for experiencing volcanic stays of yoga, for increasing the stock of powers very fast, our heart must overflow with the true godly love. Our heart must overflow with the true godly love. Because loveful stays automatically transforming in a powerful stage. As much loveful stage would be there, that much powerful stage of yoga we could experience. Baba is ocean of love. But simultaneously he is ocean of powers. When we would be deeply lost in an ocean of love, automatically we could experience that powerful stage of yoga. The yoga fire would be powerful in that volcanic stage, and in that fire our sins are burning very fast. And through that experience, we could experience lightness. Through that wonderful experience, we experience lightness, free from the burden of the sins. For increasing the stock, Baba had given us very good homework in last Murli, in last season, in last Murli, Baba had given us homework. Baba has said that practice this for 6 months. The souls are suffering badly, very badly in the ocean of sorrow. That is why you just sit with me and experience me as a son of knowledge, and experience yourself as a master son of knowledge, and receive the rages of happiness, peace, and power, and just redirect that rages to the globe on the souls. And receive the blessings from such type of the souls. Increase the treasure of blessings. Keep on receiving blessings from such type of the souls. And keep on donating the treasures of peace and powers and happiness to these souls. always be busy in this worldwide business, spiritual business. That is why every day at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga, we must practice such type of the world benefactor stage for receiving the blessings from many, many souls. We can earn the blessing as much as we want through this spiritual business. That is why we must have the art of how to put the full stop for the waste thoughts, then automatically we can increase the stock of the treasures, stock of the powers. Now we would have that wonderful experience of volcanic stage of yoga for few minutes. Just experience deep soul conscious stage and visualize deeply Baba and get powerful connection with Baba. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use my eye of intellect to deeply and clearly visualize that I am a very tiny and shining, a wonderful star sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a radiant star radiating the divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light all surrounding me. The soul, I am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect, and flying upward. Flying upward, going beyond the sun and moon and stars. Via subtle world, I arrived in Paramdham, incredibly beautiful form of Baba is in front of me. Baba is Son of Knowledge, unlimited source of spiritual energy. I am receiving tremendous powers from Baba. Experiencing powerful stage of yoga. Through this experience, I experience lightness. Shanti.